Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Hope. How can I help you today?
Hi. Did you say Hilga?
My name is Hope.
Oh, Hope. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I have people that are with me, and they're laughing because I misunderstood you. Anyway, my name is Terry Peretti, and I just had a dryer dropped off from Home Depot, and they gave me this number. Apparently, you guys are the installer for gas, and so they told me that I have to call you to set up an appointment to come and install my dryer, which we paid for through Home Depot.
Okay, may I have the zip code?
02356.
Okay, did you have a delivery today?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Can you pull up the order number, just in case she needs it?
You said 02356?
Yes, please. Yeah, I mean yes.
Okay. Okay, can you verify the name and the address that's registered?
Sure. Yep. So the name is James Peretti. That's P like Peter, E-R-E-T-T-I. The address is 1 Balsam, B-A-L-S-A-M, Lane, North Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N, Massachusetts, 02356. I only spell it because my Bostonian accent comes out and people don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay, because I'm still trying to locate that order. Do you know the order number?
Yes. H as in Harry, 2609124542.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, because I'm not seeing an order here in the system for you with that information. What was the last name again? Could you spell it for me?
P like Peter, E like Edward, R like Ralph, E like Edward, T like Tom, T like Tom, I like Igloo.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
So then they said, so I have to go to the store and then the woman that I have it, so we have. No, she goes, I'll defer your payment out for 24 months. They call me, I'm like, why are you calling me looking for payment?
I hope so. Are you there? Hello? Yeah, it's still going.
She's probably looking.
Trust me, I know their drivers very well. Oh, you were kind of they were like my buddy. If it was, hey. If it was Home Depot, it was my car. Yeah. I was like, Home Depot is the right one box. Correct. Yeah. I think even Lowe's uses that. Yeah. It's the state of the month.
I like your speakers, Chris.
Thank you.
I like the
actually orthopedic speakers.
Yeah, I like the black. That's where the white is.
I got them for especially for flat feet. Yeah, it's got a really good like arch pattern. But I actually bought these. I bought a pair of dress shoes and I bought a pair of clogs. So I can just kind of walk around my house.
You gotta keep it.
Oh, no, she told me.
I told him you need good shoes.
From my foot up to here goes numb if I wear the wrong shoes.
Really?
Yeah. I've got really bad flat
feet. Like, it's gotta be like I go just to watch.
One of those things that I get
disabled. Okay, thank you for holding. So unfortunately I'm not able to locate that shipment for you. I don't know why it's not in the system.
I don't know either because it's in my driveway, in my garage right now.
I don't know if that information was just put in wrong. Cause I even tried to search it with phone number, name. You know, normally it just pops up, but you would need to reach out to the store directly.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I think I'm going to reach out and blow somebody's head off because I'm so sick and tired of this. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is like, you're like, honestly, like the 12th person. I'm not even exaggerating. This, I will never, ever, ever buy something from these people ever again. Never in my entire life will I buy something from these people. I paid for them to hire you to come out and install my flipping dryer. Maybe you guys need to reach out to Home Depot. I'm serious. I've had it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm for.
Hello? Hello? No, she didn't. She said unfortunately. Oh, my God.
Why don't you use...
What'd she say? Can't find the order. I guarantee, like you said, James, it's because it got canceled
Yeah.
twice or three times before that.